feels a bit weird going into Boxing Day with a 9-day break.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if it's something that's happened before, but it's definitely one that, you know, obviously, in one way, it's good because you get a lot of time to rest after, before you have so many games in, what, 3 games in 8 days. So I guess, you know, we can look at it as a positive. You know, obviously, the manager and the staff are doing everything to keep us as fit as possible. And obviously, we've played a lot of games by now. So, you know, your fitness don't really deteriorate over that period. But, looking to embrace the Boxing Day atmosphere and try to give my best.
It's been 3 games, really, 3 frustrating games without a win in the league. How tough has it been over the last couple of games?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's tough. It's been frustrating. But, you know, obviously, the football that we've been playing has been really... The football that we've been playing has been really good. So, you know, the most frustrating thing about it is the fact that we're coming away from games thinking, you know what, how have we not won this? Do you know what I mean? So, it's just something that we need to put right. And obviously, we're creating enough chances to win sometimes 2 football matches. So, you know, the manager and all the coaching staff and the boys are working hard to put that right on the training ground. You know, obviously, ultimately, we don't want this to cost us at the end of the season. You know, we look back and say, you know what, we should have won these games and stuff like that. So, you know, the manager's working hard, I'm sure. The players are working hard. And hopefully Monday we'll get the 3 points that I think our performances deserve.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the overriding feeling at the moment, that the goals just aren't going in, and the fact that it's almost been, there's been too many games drawn this season because the ball hasn't been hit in the back of the net. How does that change? How does it go from chances to goals?
Precision, really. I think that's the only way to describe it. You know, if you're not precise enough, ultimately, you're going to hit the bar, you're going to miss, or the keeper's going to save it. So I think, you know, we need to be more precise with our shots and stuff like that. But, you know, I guess a lot of the times it's instinctive. I think what probably has crept in is the fact that, you know, we haven't been scoring so many goals. So whenever we get a chance, whether it be myself or someone else, you start overthinking it, and ultimately, you know, you don't just go off instincts and hit it. And, you know, I think that's what's costing us at the moment. But, you know, I'm confident that, you know, things will turn around, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's a situation where, you know, we can sit down and moan about it and never change, or we can work on it and, you know, hopefully change will come. You know, like I said, if we look at the grand scheme of things, you know, who would have expected us to be in the top 6 from the start of the season till now? And, you know, that's where we are, with 4th position, 7 points of 2nd place. And to give that up at this stage of the season would be criminal. So, you know, I don't want us to get down or start losing our confidence, because, you know, we're right in the mix, whether we like it or not, we're right in there. And obviously, whenever you're successful, there's more pressure, and you just got to embrace that pressure and think, you know what, I like this, I'm going to do well, and this is what it takes to maintain. You know, if any successful person knows that, they got to always reinvent themselves, because once you hit one target, if you're not careful, you stay stagnant and then you'll start declining. So they have to do something else, you know, reinvent their position, start thinking different. And this is what we got to do. We're in the top 6 now. It's only halfway during the season. We can sit down and assess everything that's happened, you know, why this has not gone, why this has gone, and then, you know, ultimately try to come up with a plan. And I think that's what everyone's trying to do.
You're talking about precision. You yourself scored a couple of great goals this season. Have you enjoyed the freedom that you seem to have been given this year?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, to be honest, like I said, you know, the gaffer just tells us to go out there and enjoy ourselves. It doesn't take away my defensive duty, but, you know, obviously being able to free yourself up from the wing and going inside and stuff like that, it makes it a bit more tricky for defenders to mark you, because you could ultimately stay out wide and not see the ball for the whole game. And, you know, what's that going to do?
So, next up, Scunthorpe. Yep. Doesn't get much tougher.
No, I mean, every game in this league's tough, you know. And obviously Scunthorpe at the top, and they score a lot of goals and stuff like that. So we've got to try to keep them out and try to get a goal ourselves. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going into the game being scared. You know, obviously you've got to work hard, and we've got to work hard against them to get something, and that's what we plan to do.
What sort of game are you expecting?
Be fast paced, you know. There'll be good quality on show because obviously they got Josh Morris that was here. You know, I know what his left foot's about. You know, he's a good player. They got strikers that score goals, and ultimately they have good professionals. So, you know, I think it'll be two professional teams trying to win the game.
What have you made to the change since Stuart's come in?
Obviously, the styles of football is different, you know, where we're trying to play it more and we can mix it up. You know, obviously the last gaffer was direct, you know, and it suited others more than it did others. So, you know, I can't sit down here and complain about anything because ultimately, you know, some boys liked it and it worked for them. And obviously the gaffer's come in and it's working for other players. So, you know, you got to embrace the system and hopefully you can adapt to it, you know, and that's ultimately what I've got to say, you know. The style of football that the gaffer's playing now, it's been more suitable to the way that I want to play, and you know, I'm trying to do my best.
That's what I was going to say. It's given you the chance to flourish and have a real go in matches now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's more free flowing, and like, you know, there's one point obviously that I want to make. Even though it's free flowing, it hasn't left us open because, you know, I think we've conceded probably the least, or one of the teams that's conceded the least goals in the season, in the league, sorry. So, you know, as much as we got our freedom, we're very hard working and we get back into our shape.
Yeah, well, it seems to be that balance is there, as you say, because you're not conceding many, but going forward, playing good football. Yeah. That's the thing, is that results haven't quite gone the way that you'd want in terms of turning draws into wins, but people are still happy and the manager's still happy with the football that's being played.
Of course, definitely. I mean, like I said, you know, the one thing that you don't want to lose as a human being is hope, because it's the driving force behind anyone. And, you know, when you see things that makes you hopeful, then, you know, ultimately you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And obviously there's so many things that we can cling on to in terms of positivity, because, you know, like you said, we're not conceding many goals, we're creating an untold amount of chances, so ultimately something's got to give. You know, if we weren't creating any chances and, you know, things are looking beat, the football was terrible, then that's when you've got cause for concern. But like I said, you know, we don't want to sit down here at the end of the season and make the excuses for not putting away our chances. So ultimately that's something that we've got to put right as players, and the manager's got to try and help us with. So, you know, I know everyone, management and players, are trying to make that right. So, you know, hopefully we get that right on Saturday.
And finally, almost bang on halfway through the season.
Yeah.
Now, what have you made to the opening half of this term?
I think the opening half's been very good. I mean, the fact that we're disappointed that we're only fourth is saying a lot, you know. And obviously the second half of the season is the business half, because no one's going to remember a team that was sitting in fourth position in December and then finishing mid-table at the end of the season. So that don't make sense to me. So now we've got to roll our sleeves up and take this opportunity, this very good opportunity that we have to progress, to capitalise on our position and make sure that at the end of the season, you know, we're talking about it in a positive and looking back at it with joy and say, you know what, we were in fourth position in December, and, you know, now we're in the playoff finals, or we're in second position getting automatic, and that ultimately would be success for me. You know, I don't want to be anyone to talk to me about, you know, well, you was fourth in December and now look where you are. You know, we want to work hard to make sure that we either stay here or go higher, you know. And ultimately, you know, I think I share the same desire as the fans and the management, and that's ultimately to be successful. And the only way you're going to be successful is if we either get in the playoffs, win the playoffs, or get second place. So, you know, we've given ourselves a great opportunity to do that. And at the end of the day, you know, not the teams below us ourselves, all we got to do is look forward and not backwards, and that's it. You know, and the only way you can look forwards and not backwards is if you've got a progressive mindset, and that only comes through good results. So that's what we want, and that's what we're working towards.